I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking that the governor may be getting too much credit for the creativity of the laws being offered to state residents. State Rep. Randy Fine, Republican from Palm Bay, explains that the hidden secret of Florida is not that the governor is great, best governor in America, but it's that you don't have one person coming up with amazing conservative ideas, Fine said. You got more than 100. You've got 85 Republican House members and 28 Republican senators. We're all a team, Fine added. We're all doing it. That statement was in response to Senator Tina Pawlowski, a Democrat from Boca Raton, who said she fears DeSantis' Republican allies in the legislature will provide no check on the ambitious governor. He's a dictator in this process, she added. There's not the usual give and take with the legislature. I do not believe there is much in this world I would agree with Randy Fine on, but I have to admit the facts bear him out. Governor DeSantis may be steering the ship of this state, but his motley crew in the legislature is hard at work, picking the bizarre destinations that will get programmed into the policy GPS. While it is clear Captain Ron does not like Democrats, especially if they live in a big white house in Washington, a recent bill proposed by Blaze Inoglia took the rancor to the next level, advocating for the canceling of the Democratic Party altogether. Well, because during the Civil War, Southern Democrats supported the enslavement of black Americans, which is apparently one selective detail of African American history that could be taught in public schools. But if we are considering reputations earned more than a century ago, we need to remember that it was a Republican president who freed the slaves, while now that same party works hard to deny them the vote, systemically hurt their economic chances, and allow some police to murder them at will. And while the signal that Florida was going to ignore or at least modify rights guaranteed by the First Amendment came from the governor's claims of an unfair media, it took State Senator Jason Brodeur of Lake Mary to come up with a law that would require bloggers to file periodic reports with the state if they're paid for posts about the state's governor, lieutenant governor, cabinet members, or legislative officials. I never thought laziness could be a virtue, but that's kind of the main reason I never pursued a way to raise money from my ranting ramblings in this space, and, of course, the reality that nobody would pay for it. So far, I will not need to register with the state, but considering the way they are headed, it's just a matter of time before they find a way to chill speech from me, or any other citizen for that matter.